ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Israeli military's deadline for over a million people to leave Gaza is expiring or about to expire soon. ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv.
Hamas is urging Gazans to stand firm and not heed the evacuation orders. The White House accusing them of using innocent civilians as human shields. And while civilians flee, the militants dig in, releasing video showing the sophisticated warren of underground tunnels they've built in Gaza, where they hide and launch their rockets.
Another example of how dangerous covering a war is, ABC's Mola Lenghi in Lebanon.
Reuters journalist Essam Abdullah was along the border between Hezbollah and Israel, southern Lebanon, when he was hit by rocket fire. Six other journalists were injured by what appears to have been an Israeli shell that landed near a gathering of international journalists.
Hezbollah releasing a statement condemning the attack. No word from Israel yet. With continuing coverage, the Israel-Hamas war. This is ABC News. In the Lost in Space department, the first tomato grown in space on the International Space Station is missing. Astronaut Frank Rubio helped nurture and harvest the tomato and put it in a Ziploc bag. When he brought it out for show and tell for school kids watching from Earth, it floated away. Haven't found it. NASA launched a spacecraft today headed to a rare metal-covered asteroid named Psyche, due to reach it in 2029. Experts warn of an increasing number of images and videos spreading misleading or false info about the Israel-Hamas war on social media platforms like TikTok and X, formerly known as Twitter. Associate Professor of Psychology at Cornell, Gordon Pennycook.
I mean, you see this increasingly after these large events where there's this void of information and it gets filled in with misinformation. And that's particularly in cases where you have real lives at stake. This is a big problem.
Says you have to be vigilant, careful of what you're looking at online. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
down he goes.
Won't...
intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is on the line against Iowa. Our coverage begins at 1 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Jade Monkey, Diamond Crute, we're going to be there. Live broadcast, party all night.
That's right. The tour stops in Madison at the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove Road Tuesday, October 17th. It all starts with a live broadcast at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy, it's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy, it's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin on this blustery, rainy, kind of icky Friday the 13th. Calvin is on the board. My friend Carol Kane across from me here in the studio, live from downtown Waukesha at our studio, WAUK. It is Friday the 13th.
It is Friday the 13th.
And you found a great article that we're going to talk about in the next half hour.
About why we're afraid of Friday the 13th?
Where did this all start? Because I am not personally superstitious.
No, I'm not either.
But I know there are people who certainly are. And take stuff like that very seriously.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, it, you know, triskaidekaphobia.
Well done.
stand back. I'm a professional. I I'm not at all superstitious either. I had two black cats. You know, it's whatever.
It's fine. Yeah.
The only thing, and we can get to it once we get to this thing. The only thing that I do. Is if I spill salt, I throw it over my shoulder.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did your mom teach you that?
No. I think Lou did.
Interesting.
I don't know why. It's supposed to be like warding off something. You know, I just throw a little bit over my shoulder. You know, and I come to rue it because I'm the one that has to pick it up.
Now I have to go sweep up the salt.
I know. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we'll start kicking that around coming up at 10:33. Busy hour next hour with lots and lots of guests.
Yeah.
Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here to fix your life. So if you have relationship questions or career questions or life coachy kind of questions, Dr. Mike is the guy that you want to talk to. And then Tim McCormick. I'm sure you've talked to Tim over the years.
I'm sure.
From the Harley-Davidson Museum. We're going to talk to Tim in the second hour about some of the, they have some really fun stuff coming up at the Harley Museum for Halloween and other events.
Just overall, it's one of the premier destinations, really. If you haven't seen the Harley Museum,
it's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it is.
And motor is delicious.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. And then finally, Tim Nicosia, who is with the Friends of Prairie Cemetery. They have an unveiling of a canine officer monument that's going to happen tomorrow. Unfortunately, the weather's not going to be great.
No,
but they're having a pet walk, and there's going to be the unveiling of this monument. So Tim's going to join us in the very last segment.
Yeah.
That's something that's happening tomorrow here in Waukesha. But to start things off this hour, I wanted to talk about Republicans in disarray.
Well, they've been a mess for a while. They can't seem to figure it out. And, you know, I don't know why it gets to this cluster, if you will. They just can't seem to agree on anything.
That's within their own caucus.
Right. I mean, the problem is that how do you expect to get anything done when even in your own party, you can't figure it out? I don't know. How do you expect to work with the Democrats if even in your own party, you can't figure it out? And listen, I was raised in a very conservative family. So, I mean, When my mom died, I found her Nixon button.
That she obviously kept proudly.
Right. Well, but I mean, I can see both sides here, but I just don't know why you don't see how completely unfortunate you are.
Well, and how bad it looks, not right. just to the rest of the country, but to the rest of the world, especially with everything going on right now in Israel and Ukraine and all of that. So just to recap a little bit, so House Republicans blew out Speaker McCarthy after 18 whole months, or was it even 18 months?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. So, yeah, they blew out Kevin McCarthy without any obvious replacement that everyone could agree on. Steve Scalise, who was supposed to be the front runner, did not get enough votes last night, so he stepped out of the race. Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, among several other Republicans, checking in and saying she can't vote for Steve Scalise because he has a form of blood cancer that he's fighting. And so he needs to back out of the race and take care of himself.
Well, I'm not going to act. I'm actually not going to vote again.
But if he feels he is up to it.
I understand that if he personally thinks that he's up to it, I guess, but that worm can turn really quickly.
Granted.
Then what do we do?
Right. Well, there is an article in Politico today talking about what kinds of options there are as this mess continues in the Republican House. So here are a couple different things.
Okay.
One thing is to former President Trump. They could just install former President Trump because you do not have to be a speaker. You don't have to be a member of the House in order to be Speaker. However, House rules do prohibit someone with major criminal indictments from holding a House leadership role. So he's only facing 91 indictments. I don't know. Maybe that comes in under the wire.
I don't want him there anyhow.
The second idea is for Kevin McCarthy to be reinstated, which he just got booted last week. I can't imagine that Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
And these others who were behind his ouster are going to say, yeah, let's bring him back because we look bad and we look like we don't know what we're doing. No, that's not going to happen.
No, that's dumb.
That's not going to happen.
No, that's
the third
dumb.
Idea, and this is what really jumped out at me, a small handful of more vulnerable House Republicans could cut a deal with Democrats to nominate a consensus speaker in return for a bipartisan governing arrangement. And I saw this pop up on Twitter yesterday from several Republican lawmakers. We need House Democrats to come across the aisle and help us. Should they? That's my question. Should Democrats help the Republicans straighten out this mess?
Okay. I'm just going to take it down to a baseline and just say I wouldn't be sad if they helped out. Because at least it's in the spirit of cooperation and maybe it's a step in the right direction so we can get some kind of like working agreement between the two sides instead of each one always, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want. You know, at some point in time, some concession is going to have to, it's like bickering children. When I was a mom, or I still am a mom, what am I saying? But like if my kids were fighting, it's like, okay, you go off into that corner, you go off into that corner, and then in about a half an hour, you're going to kiss and make up and we're going to be a nice little family again. So sometimes I think little steps like this might put us in the right direction. I know you disagree with me on that.
Well, no, I think compromise is really critical. But I also feel that the Clown Car Caucus is the one that got themselves into this mess. They have not necessarily always negotiated with Democrats in good faith.
No, I'm not. And I agree with you.
And have made deals and then reneged on these deals.
And so I
just think there would be a lot of hesitation. Why would we do this for you? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Should Democrats help House Republicans get a speaker elected? And if so, who should that be? Because I've also seen it suggested that Hakeem Jeffries, who is a Democrat, they'd probably go along with that. Sure. If the House Republicans want to go along with House Democrats and put Hakeem Jeffries in there,
I think Democrats would do that, but no Republican's going to do that.
Well, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Because if they're asking for help, you have to accept the help and work with them and figure out if this is the guy, if this is the guy they want, then you got to figure it out. I don't know. This is something that, you know, this is why I'm not on Capitol Hill. Because at some point in time, I think they do need a mom. They need a mom figure. That God knows with the debates, we needed a mom to get on the stage and go, shut up.
Absolutely. And get some duct tape and wash their mouths out with soap.
So I just sometimes think you need that mom figure to come in and go, all right.
Enough.
I've had enough.
Enough.
This is ridiculous. So in that regard, I kind of hope they do. I kind of hope they do. Because it might be a step in the right direction. I know I sound like a broken record, but I'm so anxious to find some cooperation anywhere.
Yeah, so we can get something done.
Get something done.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We have Brian from Iguanago is on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
What do you think about Democrats stepping across the aisle to help out the Republicans in the House?
Good morning. Yes, I believe it's the morning. I have an easy solution for them. Since there's no speaker, they can't enact any legislation. And even when they had a speaker, they couldn't enact any legislation anyway. So no Democrat should not step across the aisle to help them out of their own mess. But the easy solution is all the Republicans should just resign. Since they're not passing any legislation anyway, they're not doing their job. Or, you know, if possible, we could just fire them and then just get some new blood in there. And hopefully that'll, you know, some younger generation members in there, and that might help the process.
All right.
At least, you know, that's my idea.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. You can call. You can text if you are watching the live stream. You can also leave a comment there. Texter from the 541, who can the House Democrats trust in the Republican Party? And unfortunately, I think that's a big issue. Again, why?
That's a big issue.
Why would I trust you?
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, that's something that I understand the opinion. But once again, somebody's got to start trusting somebody.
And be the grownups.
Yes. Yes. So I know it's a very difficult issue and it's very polarizing and a lot of people disagree with me and that's fine. But I just think somewhere along the line, we have to have the spirit of cooperation. Somewhere. It's got to start somewhere.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We will take your calls. We will take your texts on the other side of the break. Don't go away. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
delicious Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 43, winds out of the northeast, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, highs around 52. Lows level off around 39 tomorrow night, overcast skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 54. 53 Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 45.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
It's 48 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Madison Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the Republican Party is still a mess in trying to get a speaker. Steve Scalise dropped out, even though he beat Jim Jordan in the secret caucus in the Republican Party. He was told that there were many, I think maybe as many as 15 or 20 Republicans who would never vote for him. So he dropped out. That left only Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Let me say this. Jim Jordan cannot be permitted to be Speaker of the House for a variety of reasons. He was the congressional leader of the coup. He met with Donald Trump in the White House in December, the week after Christmas of 2000, plotting what they would do. Plotting the fake elector scheme based on the Eastman memo, coordinating so that these fake electors would be shown to Pence. Pence would be go on the to the podium and he'd go, well, you know, there's doubt in my mind, so I'm going to give it back to the legislatures. If it came back to Wisconsin, we're gerrymandered, it's a crooked gerrymander, and they would say, okay, if it's with us, we are going to go with Donald Trump. And that would have also happened in a couple of other states, and then Donald Trump would be president. Jim Jordan did that. Jim Jordan should be a criminal defendant in Jack Smith's case in Washington, D.C. He could have been a criminal defendant in Fannie Willis's in Atlanta, because when you charge a conspiracy like that, you can involve people who committed their dastardly acts in other jurisdictions other than your state. If Josh Call prosecutes the fake electors in Wisconsin, all 10 of them, and Johnson, Ron Johnson, and Voss, and Fitzgerald, he could put in Jim Jordan. That's not happening in this state. Jack Smith decided to limit his prosecution to the one defendant, Donald Trump, the big kahuna. But the reason that Jim Jordan can't be speaker isn't just sort of cosmetic. He would be second in line to the presidency of the United States. If, God forbid, something happened medically or otherwise to Joe Biden, it would be Kamala Harris. But if, God forbid, anything happened to her, it would be Jim Jordan. I do not want a Trump cult fascist as president of the United States. A number of congressmen, I think, understand that, believe it. They also are not stupid. They only care about their own reelections. But if they put him in as speaker, they're going to lose their seats, some of them. The problem is there are 10 Republicans out of town right now. 10 Republicans out of town and their number of Democrats out of town. So it won't take 217 votes to vote from on the floor if they go to it today. A guy named Austin Scott stuck his nostrils up out of the mire, and he is also saying he's from South Georgia. He's saying he's running for speaker and he's running against Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan in their caucus. Now, I Google Austin Scott because, quite frankly, I've never heard of him. He hasn't done anything. He is right wing, as you can imagine, except he is strongly favors Ukraine aid. I believe he would strongly favor aid to Israel. And he may be savvy enough to put on the floor for a vote a clean budget until the new president's elected. Now, why do I say that? And one of the things we're not concentrating on enough is this. All it has to do is be put on the floor. But the speaker alone has the authority to put it on the floor. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan will not put Ukraine aid on the floor. He may not put Israel aid on the floor. And he certainly won't put anything else on the floor that Donald Trump doesn't want. Donald Trump has endorsed him. Donald Trump has threatened anybody who votes against him with a primary. The reason it's important just to put it on the floor, let's say a guy like Austin Scott is a speaker. If he puts Ukraine aid on the floor and he would vote for it, but he say he wouldn't, or Israel aid, or a clean budget, he'd get up there and give a speech. He could say, well, I'm against this. As long as he puts it on the floor for a vote, it will get 212 Democratic votes, and it'll get 120 or 30 Republican votes. And the crazies can vote against it all they want, but it'll pass with 356 votes, just like it did, minus the Ukraine aid, unfortunately, under Kevin McCarthy. So what's going to happen? Right now, the speculation is, when I went on the air, they were still voting in the caucus. When that's released, it'll probably won't be released, the results, until after this show is over, but Diamond Crew can handle it. If a guy like Austin Scott can come out of nowhere and get a bunch of votes, Jim Jordan's in trouble. On the other hand, if Jim Jordan gets a lot of votes, not going to get 217 in the caucus, they may put him out on the floor. They may do a vote today, a surprise vote, a Pearl Harbor vote, a sneak attack vote. So it won't take 217 votes. And they'll do a count on how many Democrats and Republicans are out of town. It might only take 208 votes. And they might try to slip this dirty dog through. The good thing is Hakeem Jeffries has already said, if they do that, we're going to take advantage of the House rule that one member can call the chair vacant, and I'll call the chair vacant. We'll vote again, and we're all back in town. So this is a mess. This is an absolute mess, only because of the Republican Party, only because of about eight Republicans who are part of the fascist cult of Trump. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Israeli military's deadline for over a million people to leave Gaza is expiring or about to expire soon. ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv.
Hamas is urging Gazans to stand firm and not heed the evacuation orders. The White House accusing them of using innocent civilians as human shields. And while civilians flee, the militants dig in, releasing video showing the sophisticated warren of underground tunnels they've built in Gaza, where they hide and launch their rockets.
Another example of how dangerous covering a war is, ABC's Mola Lenghi in Lebanon.
Reuters journalist Essam Abdullah was along the border between Hezbollah and Israel, southern Lebanon, when he was hit by rocket fire. Six other journalists were injured by what appears to have been an Israeli shell that landed near a gathering of international journalists.
Hezbollah releasing a statement condemning the attack. No word from Israel yet. With continuing coverage, the Israel-Hamas war. This is ABC News.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is on the line against Iowa. Our coverage begins at 1 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM Lake Air Amory.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a disinformation campaign underway that you should be aware of. Twitter, now it's X, I guess, formerly known as Twitter. They've, outside journalists, not Elon Musk, have located 67 accounts that are essentially a coordinated campaign to spread disinformation about the Middle East. Let me explain. Prior to the invasion by Hamas of Israel, all of these postings, all of these accounts were innocuous. Some would talk about basketball. Some would talk about like a state like Connecticut, you know, what it's like, its geography, very innocuous. But, you know, in terms of security under Elon Musk, there's no longer any verification. To be a verified user, there's no longer some verification that you exist. that you are who you say you are, and so forth. All you have to do is pay. So they all paid. Right after the invasion by Hamas of Israel, and the sadistic genocidal attack on civilians, all of these accounts in coordination started to post disinformation, and it's really quite sly, quite clever. For instance, they will post a picture of somebody, a video, speaking a foreign language, typically Russia, typically Putin or Sergei Lavrov as foreign minister, and very few people in this country speak Russian or understand it. So you'll have this very, very menacing-looking figure spitting out things in Russian, and then they will put, and I see right now, just skimming across the lines, it says Jim Jordan wins House Speaker nomination after earlier defeat. That means he beat Austin Scott. It doesn't mean he got 217 votes. We'll ask Calvin to look at that and get us the exact vote. But I want to get back to what I'm saying. When they have Sergei Lavrov or Putin speaking Russian, they'll put a false chyron, we call it, C-H-Y-R-O-N, the words underneath, translating it. And they're totally different from what's really being said. So, for instance, one time, Sergei Lavrov was on there giving an impassioned speech, angered at the fact that Tucker Carlson had been thrown off of Fox. And they translated it as something like, we will use nuclear weapons if the United States does X. Okay, so I'm looking at the thing. It was a vote of 124 to 81. He defeated Austin Scott. If they go to a vote on that, they're out of their minds. He's not going to get 217 out of 124. A lot of those others, when 83 people, let's see, when 81 people don't, you know, Austin Scott's never done anything. He's a non-entity. And he gets what? He gets this? He gets this? This is very bad news for Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. It's very good news for the United States. I'm going to go back to my comments. I see the line lighting up. I'm going to go to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Joe?
Hey, Matt. I can you hear me?
I sure can, Joe.
Okay, sorry. Matt, I was calling. I'm not sure if we touched on this or not, but I do think the issue of Jim Jordan is a fascinating one when you consider that Trump is gave him a Medal of Honor, which I believe that you had mentioned before. Excuse me, Medal of Freedom. And right. I just think, why? What's going on there that was so important to do? Another, it was also gave it to Devin Nunes. And what was going on there? And I think there is something about, and tell me that I'm not getting too conspiracy-minded here, but Trump is out of the line of getting information, as most past presidents do, on intel and security matters related to the United States. Most ex-presidents are get those briefings because the thoughts are that those ex-presidents can provide some insight or thoughts or to the current president that may be helpful. When Biden came in, he said, no way is this guy getting, you know, an access line to intel about the United States. However, right. As I understand it, tell me if I'm wrong here, but a speaker, if Jim Jordan were to become speaker, he would automatically become part of the Gang of Eight, which is the group of people within the Senate and House who do get information, intel, about the most important and secure matters related to U.S. intelligence. So would this be, you know, I mean, the guy was blabbermouthing to Trump on the, you know, about the plans for January 6th, certainly. So would this suggest to you that this is a way that Trump has his support of Jordan and that this has come around again after he already lost previously? Do you feel that there is some... That Trump is pushing him in part because this would be his conduit to information about the U.S. intelligence? I'd be curious your reactions to that.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I'm going to answer it right now, and your other callers stay on the line. I'll get to you right away. But, Joe, that's an excellent question, and the answer is yes, I agree with you. It's not a conspiracy theory. Remember, Donald Trump gave medals to Devin Nunes, to Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, and a Rush Limbaugh, remember? And so Rush Limbaugh, he was just repaying him for all the dirty work Limbaugh had done for him and the Republicans. And Devin Nunes was going to be leaving, and he was going to be working for one of Donald Trump's entities. But Jim Jordan, you're absolutely right. There's a thing called the Gang of Eight. Why eight? Because the two Republican leaders in the House, the two Democratic leaders in the House, two Republican leaders in the Senate, and two Democratic leaders. So, for instance, when Kevin McCarthy was in, he and Stephen Scalise, who is the number two, were part of the Gang of Eight. Somebody like Mitch McConnell and then John Thune, the senator from South Dakota, Gang of Eight, and Chuck Schumer and his number two, and Hakeem Jeffries now, and it would be Catherine Clark of Massachusetts. They're supposed to be at least adults. The bar is low. They should be loyal to the United States. They're told things. They're given briefings that are much more involved than the rest of the Congress. They can't tell anybody. They can't tell their staffs. They can't tell anybody. They're supposed to advise the president, advise the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, and then work in their respective caucuses for the interests of the United States. If Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan is in there, he is a traitor to the United States. When you launch a coup, there's a great comment by Professor Snyder of Yale about that. I've used it before when he said, Donald Trump is mistaken. And in this case, you could say that Jim Jordan is mistaken. If he thinks that his constitutional rights are being violated by these investigations, his constitutional rights are being ratified, affirmed by this, because in any other country, a violent coup does not end up with a trial. It's a very profound statement. It would be a disaster if this guy got in. He's a traitor to the United States. He should be a criminal defendant. And you're absolutely right. This way, if Trump wins the presidency, God forbid, he'd have his lackey. If he loses the presidency, he is a conduit to sensitive information, which he will then pass on to Putin or Saudi Arabia or anybody who pays him. Thanks an awful lot, Joe. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
A couple of things. I can't help but talk about Jim Jordan, the leader of the clown show. You know, when you add all those guys up and all the charges they are responsible for, from insurrection to breaking their oath of office, it adds up. It's quite an impressive list with the charges they face or the charges that apply to them. But because of our lack of backbone in Democrats, those guys should have been out the door years ago, but unfortunately we got to put up with it. But I want to switch gears. Donald Trump has now said, BB, and he calls him BB. I love that. I'm sure that BB calls him Donald, but that's another story. But anyway, he calls him BB, and he said he made a lot of mistakes. He did some bad things. But who does he promote? Hamas. He said, now, Hamas is intelligent. I wish the press would pick up on that. He's basically saying, I support Hamas. I don't support his buddy, as he calls him, BB. That's going to be out on the media daily to play those clips. They're available to anybody. You can YouTube them, access them. He's proven what we already know. He threw his allegiance to Putin. Now he's throwing his allegiance to Hamas. Where is Fox News covering that? Well, of course they wouldn't touch that. That's like a silver bullet at a vampire. You know, they'd never fire that bullet towards him, because at the end of it, my motto is this weekend, wake up, America. We got to stand united against Hamas. If we don't, Hamas will relish if Fox News or Trump has already creates a big divide in the country. Have a great weekend. Let's all pray for Israel, and we'll get through this. Trust me, we've been through it before in 1967. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was 18 years old at the time. Thanks, and have a great day.
Thanks for the great call. As always, Bill, you have a great weekend, too. I'm going to respond to it briefly, and then next go to the next caller. The thing about Donald Trump, he cannot be permitted to be back in the White House. He is a traitor to the United States. He provided information to Putin. He praises Putin. He did what Bill just said. He's the guy that got Saudi Arabia. He made it easy for them to take over professional golf in this country. He's defended them. His son-in-law got $2 billion. The guy is on the take. He has shared confidential information. he's told an Australian billionaire about our nuclear sub capabilities. You know, we used to say in the Navy, loose lips sink ships. His lips like an elephant. I don't know if an elephant has lips. I suppose they do. But the point is not big, but pick something with a lot of them. This guy is a traitor and he is a danger to the United States. And Jim Jordan, the one good thing, and I'll go to the next caller, 124 to 81. That means 60-40. That means a total nonentity who nobody ever heard of gets 40% of the caucus because they can't stand Gymnasium Jim G.O.M. Jordan. It's time to go to someone else. I have mentioned Tom Cole of Oklahoma. Look him up. He's a moderate. He's a member of the Choctaw Nation, BA from Grinnell, MA from Yale, doctorate in history. He's a very kind of unassuming and kind of, likable guy. Yeah, he's a conservative. I get it. But he'll vote for aid to Ukraine, aid to Israel, and put in a clean budget. What can you expect? Let's take the House back next year. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Well, thanks for taking my call, man. Thanks, Joe and Bill. You guys have all covered it all there. I'm just saying that somehow or other, this government's got to function. It can't function with guys like Jim Jordan. I'm glad that's done because that's really spooky, especially with Joe said. So on the whole situation there. So anyway, we need to function in government. I don't know how this is going to work out. You have two wars going on. Very serious stuff. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for your show, Matt. Have a great weekend. By the way, go Badgers.
You got it. Thank you, Paul. Good weekend to you. Think about it. Let's, right after Pearl Harbor, if we had a Congress that couldn't elect the speaker, are you kidding me? We had, back then we were all rallied together against the Nazis and against Imperial Japan. Doesn't mean we dislike German people. Germany is one of, I think, the largest ethnic group in this country. It was until recently. No, and we didn't dislike Japanese people. But when you have Adolf Hitler and when you have Tojo and the emperor over there deciding to make the world, they're going to divide the world, Nazis and Imperial Japan. We couldn't put up with that. Now, you say there are two wars anyway. I mean, you have Ukraine. And you have Israel, and then what? You have a Congress that can't even put a vote on the floor? All the guy has to do, or the woman, put it on the floor. It'll get 212 Democratic votes, and it'll get 150 Republicans, and it's done. It's done. The whole idea is by these rules, crazy rules, elitist rules, unconstitutional rules, we have not permitted the Senate or the House to vote on something that most of them want, and I want, and you want, which is our government to function. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count.
Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy overnight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 43. Northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Highs around 52. Lows level off around 39. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected Sunday with daytime highs approaching 54. 53 Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 45.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matchland Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines again. David and Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, David?
Yeah, hi. You know, we really ought to ask ourselves, why are these so-called left-wing organizations supporting Hamas and these killers? This is Hamas is a right-wing, theocratic, fundamentalist, radical conservative organization, and their objective is to impose Sharia law all over, well, in not only Israel proper, but also the West Bank and Gaza. And let's look at who they attacked, who this right-wing group that's supported by these so-called socialists, so-called leftists attacked. They attacked the kibbutzim, the kibbutzes, along the Gaza-Israel demarcation line. There was like four or five of them they attacked. The kibbutzim there are filled with the most left people you can find in Israel or really anywhere. They live on literally voluntary communal farms based on the Marxist-Leninist, the Marxist model. And that's extremely unfair. You know, in fact, I'm just going to say it. That's anti-Semitism, and I'm not afraid to say it's anti-Semitism. That's what it is.
Right. No, I'll back you up. In fact, I'll say it. It is anti-Semitism. This attack, the people in Hamas, some of the Hamas people, you know, they were dressed in Israeli police officer and IDF soldier uniforms to trick people, and then they kill them. But some of them got killed, and they found ISIS flags on some of them. Remember, ISIS was in Iraq, and they pillaged through Iraq murdering Christians. They murdered hundreds of thousands of them and drove them out of the country. They are the scourge of the Middle East in Muslim countries as well. ISIS is hunted down by Egypt. It's hunted down by Saudi Arabia. They are simply a terror network who torture people, and they don't much care who it is. Now, people on the left, and when I want to be careful about this, because in fairness, there are a lot of people who are socialists or democratic socialists who absolutely are top-notch people. I don't agree with them on economic policy, but so what? But they're gentle people, they're not bad people. But there is a strain in the leadership of the Democratic Socialists of America, and I've called out several over here in Milwaukee, Ryan Clancy and Darren Madison, in the legislature, who voted either present or voted against a resolution just condemning the barbarity and evil of Hamas. That's all. And it's not just them. You know, some of the marchers who marched in New York City, who marched in Europe, they all claim to be leftists. They're really not. They're not classic leftists at all. And they're not Democrats at all, or the comparable ideology over there. What they are is anti-Semitic, period, end of story. That is what it is. And whether they admit it or not, their actions are anti-Semitic. You can't, it's a false equivalence to say that what Hamas does and what Israel does is sort of equivalent. That's a false equivalence. It's a false equivalence because Israel does not go into Gaza, kidnap babies, murder them, slit their throats, behead them in front of their mothers, rape their mothers, carry the dead bodies of a young girl and spit on it. That's sadism. What Hamas does is sadism. And people who side with Hamas, I think the overall, I mean, certainly in their institutional leadership, the overall impetus is anti-Semitism. It may be that there are individuals who are just dumb as a bag of rocks and say, oh, it's not evil, it's not barbaric, and, you know, and it's equivalent and all that, who aren't in their own minds anti-Semitic. Maybe they think that. But right now, throughout our country right now, a lot of synagogues and Jewish schools are under alert because people who have jihadist instincts that came to this country, and in my view, never should have been admitted to the country, threaten them. They go into restaurants to beat up Jewish patrons. That happened in L.A. and that happened in New York. Just the other day, a student in Columbia University was attacked, a Jewish guy just walking in through the campus. You cannot open our hospitality to people who are filled with hate and violence, and that is the essence of jihad. David, my view of some people who get hoodwinked into supporting it as some sort of a cause, are basically naive. They've been pickled in this kind of, there are two cults in this country right now. The most dangerous is the cult of Trump, the fascist cult of Trump that destroys democracy and hates democracy. Those people are right out of the Village of the Damned. And I didn't see the most recent one, but I saw it, the original, back in the 1960s, the early 1960s. And that was when all these people look normal. They walk around town. Suddenly they stand still. Their eyes start to flash like diamonds. And, you know, these people, it's the Village of the Damned. That is what the Trump fascist cult to destroy democracy is. But there is another cult, and that's frankly the identity politics cult of the Islamo left. And I don't know what their motivations are, but what they do is they just sort of in lockstep, and they are not willing to condemn what the Hamas did to Israel. And I think that's wrong. That's very, very wrong. And the final thing I'll say is this. It really goes back to it's really a cultural imperative of jihad that goes back to the 7th century, goes back to the 600s, and throughout history. You're not woke if you don't know history. For 1,400 years, this doctrine has swept through Europe, it swept through the Far East, it took over the Balkans, Greece, Spain, Portugal, it almost got into France, attacked Vienna as late as 1684, and it was finally suppressed. And after the First World War, it was divided up, and then Germany decided to invite a million refugees in who spread it again throughout Europe. That's what's happened. We're coming to the end of the show. There's a lot of other topics I wanted to get to, but this is so important. I'm glad we aired this. Stand by for Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, a great show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place Monday. And I'm signing off for today.
Noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the 7-